Glory to Jesus Christ. Today we celebrate feast of all those bishops who were faithful to truth and who opposed to heresy which arise in the church. The heresy of priest Arian, who started to preach that Christ is not God. And it was not a small problem in the church. It was a huge problem because he got so many followers. Isn't it interesting then when we see the false teaching, false idea comes, how many followers this false idea has? This was huge heresy and impacted church badly on a huge scale. And this is the reason why those bishops met, because they needed to solve this problem. They needed to say as a church, what is truth? What is correct? And we celebrate them for that, because they were not afraid to oppose this wave of popular teaching. They were not afraid to stand up against all those people who follow this heresy, because they were looking for, not for their glory, they were looking for God's glory in this world. And in these words is the key for all other heresies in the church, which we know and we can name, and we know how they spread. Always, when, I don't say now about those who don't believe in God, always those who believe in God, if they stop to look how to give glory to God, and they start to look for own glory, heresy arises in church. Always. Always when we put our heart down from God to ourselves for our own glory, our own popularity, our own feelings, it's good soil for heresy in the church. And I'm not talking now only about heresies connected with teaching. We know them. We know many Christians who teach not whole truth about God. And if you teach not whole truth, something's missing and it's not real church. I want to bring this your attention to your own lives, to my own life. And I can see it in my life, and I can, for myself, name those moments when I was tempted to do something for my glory, for my popularity. It went really bad. It was a disaster. I failed. And those days were really something what I am ashamed of now. How many times it repeats? How much we have to be careful, because sometimes we mask. I am doing this for God, but you, many times the truth is that I am doing it because I'm looking for my own glory, for my acknowledgement, for somehow my position in the world, in the church, in the parish. And it's the beginning of disaster, always. When we don't put God and His glory really from all heart and the first place, in the way that we are able to forget ourselves or even sacrifice ourselves even to be to accept with humility bad things. If we don't do this, some kind of heresy comes to our life, and our life, even we say prayers, even we try to tell others we are Christians, even we think that we are doing good things and encouraging others, it's nothing, it doesn't work. Because when we don't look for God's glory and for our glory, God is not with us. Not because he leaves us, because at that moment we leave our God. Not with conscience, but through our acting, through this passion in us, through this that simple word is through this pride, we are leaving God. And today, through this example, those bishops we celebrate today, we have to really try to ask ourselves what we are supposed to do, what we are doing with our life. Yes, we are called to follow Christ and what he did. We heard in gospel, he said this in his prayer. He came to do everything for God's glory, to glorify his Father. And he finished this work and he can accept now glory from God which will be given to him. This is our way, this is our destiny. This is the goal of our life, to do everything for God's glory through our life, words, thoughts, through the smaller things. Because we know that he wants to glorify us. And he can do it only if we are connected with him, if we follow our desires, if we follow our thoughts, if we try to reach our acknowledgement for the world, for ourselves, we are not with God. We are not at the moment with God because it is not his plan for us. Yes, it's not easy. It's not easy because we want to rule over others. It's not easy because we want this acknowledgement from the world. We want from people to value us. And sometimes we are able even to put others really down, may we are visible in many different ways. And if we start to think about this, we can realize how many times it happens in our life. How many times we even adjust God's teaching just to look bad. Yes, many times we are in sin. It means that we are doing something permanently which is against God's will, against God's teaching. And we say, that's not sin. Because if we admit that this is sin, we would look bad. But we are looking for our glory. So we remove part of teaching, part of God's words. We use Bible for everything. What would many times raise our value in our eyes. But we skip these verses which says, you are not right in this, this. How many times it happens? How many times this happens in our life? If we know teaching of Jesus Christ, we know that it happens a lot of times. And I understand this. It's fight. We don't want to look bad. But the way is not to remove or ignore God's teaching. The way is to force ourselves to live according to truth. And to live, maybe can bring to this world God's glory. It's not easy. But we cannot give up. It's not easy, not only that we have to defeat our passions, our bad habits, sometimes our laziness, it's very difficult, but it's non-stop fight in our life, spiritual life. It's not easy because there is another aspect. The world will start to hate us. If we try to bring God's glory to this world, world will start to hate us and world will start to fight against us and even to make this our fight even worse and harder. And in eyes of the world, we sometimes can see as a weak, defeated, not important, not worthy of thought. This is difficult. But bad news is, for us, is this is the only way how to do this. If we want to go to heaven, if we want to be with our God, really, this is the only way to conquer our pride, to conquer our this desire for our own glory, to conquer, to defeat that, and to be ready to suffer even this insultation from the world. This is the only way. But it's worthy, because if we do this, God is going to give us glory He prepared for us and He wants us to give. It's worthy because this is the only way how our life can be effective and how we can touch lives of the others, how we can bring more good things to this world and encourage and fix and help many others around us through this our humble approach. And this is something what I would like to give you, all mothers of this parish, not physical mothers, godmothers, grandmothers. This is something what always was in your hands in the history of church, because you were those, mothers were those who from all this whole tradition, they really loved these new lives which came to this world so much that mothers were those who sacrificed a lot of always. And this is this message is that, and it is still here, it's still in your hearts. You are always naturally do this. But one heresy of this modern time is this, that we are able to sacrifice for many things, good things for the world, to give to our children. But if it goes about God and truth, and correct life, we say, well, it is their thing. I am not going to force. I am not going to tell anything. This heresy of this modern time. And I would like to wish you, and please, let we can pray during this liturgy. Let's ask for this power from God. May you, mothers, may you have this ability and this strength to teach your children that the most important in life is to give glory to God through our life. This is the most important thing, because if we learn, if we teach our children to do this, if our children will be able to live this way, that they will try always to give glory to God, you don't need to be afraid of them, because they are safe. their life will be great. Their life and their children will be great and full of grace, and their destiny will be life in glory, which is given by God forever. So this is something that I will be praying during liturgy for you, all mothers, and for fathers too. You know, I put everything together. Let's try to learn how to give glory to God through our lives. And let's keep that this is our most important job, important lesson we need to teach new generation. May God help us. Amen.